I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Sometimes when I get on social media, I feel really left out in life.
What do you mean?
I feel like I'm not cool.
Oh, isn't that a...
FOMO.
FOMO, that's right.
I feel like people are doing things that are fun without me, and I'm not being invited. Let me read you this post. This is from a friend of mine. Her name is Cindy.
Okay,
and this is what it says. Ravens have arrived. A second bottle of White Walker whiskey has been purchased. A throne has been installed, and the evening's menu is being planned. What do you think she's talking about?
Let's see. The Raven has arrived.
Mm-hmm. Ravens. And she has a picture of 12 black birds on a coffee table. They're like fake, you know, dead birds.
She's drunk on a deck watching birds.
No! Let me tell you again, okay?
Do it again.
Ravens have arrived.
Ravens have arrived.
A second bottle of Whitewater Walker whiskey has been purchased.
Okay.
A throne has been installed, and the evening's menu is being planned.
Some fancy restaurant?
She's having a Game of Thrones party.
What?
Exactly! I'm so left out! What is all this crap?
What?
Yeah, I guess the season finale, the very end, the grand poobah of all endings is happening, what, April 14th or something? No, it's the premiere. The premiere of Game of Thrones is happening, the big premiere. Oh, my God, that's our last season.
Let's see if Schmidl knew that. All right. Hey, Schmidl.
Yeah.
Did you know what that was in reference to?
I did.
Yeah,
really?
You did?
White Walkers are from Game of Thrones. They're like the main enemy right now.
Okay. Yeah. What about the Ravens?
I didn't know that part, but the White Walkers was what gave it away for
me. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, gotcha.
And she installed a throne.
Jeez. Oh, the throne.
And it says, my Game of Thrones invitations are flying off soon. Well, I'm not going to get invited to this fun party.
No.
Because I have no idea. I even thought it was the season finale. No. It's the season premiere.
They wouldn't want you there.
Because I thought it was a finale. It's a premiere.
You can't talk Thrones.
No. I don't know White Walker whiskey.
Right. You got to figure that Thrones is going to be the entire conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, the plots and what's the twists and turns in the show. And you're just not going to know what to talk about.
Do you know that they have clothes?
Huh?
Yeah. Listen to this. Let me read this to you. We are so not cool.
They have clothes?
Clothing. It says the final season of Game of Thrones. The premiere is April 14th. And in preparation for the upcoming season, a fashion designer by the name of John Biglong has released a collection inspired by the show. The collection includes pieces of clothing that are rugged and armor-like. Hmm. They also have T-shirts. And they have a leather jacket that is $2,700.
Wow.
The T-shirts cost $98 a piece.
Do they have socks?
I will look
I'd
into
I'd like
it.
To have some Game of Thrones socks.
I will.
I don't watch the show.
Yeah. $98 for a t-shirt? Is this crazy?
That's a little high.
It is a little high.
For a t-shirt.
But don't you feel like we've just missed the whole Game of Thrones thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I've felt that way for a while.
Yeah.
But now I've got over it because isn't this the last season?
Yeah, I've been saying that.
Yeah. I'll be glad when it's over.
The last season.
Because I won't feel this pressure.
Maybe we should catch up now. How many seasons were there?
I don't know.
Oh, what 14, do you have there, 20? Sean? What do you have, Sean?
I've got some Winter is Coming socks here.
Oh, yeah, you got some Game of Thrones.
How much are they?
Socks. They are on Amazon for $12.99.
Yeah.
They have different styles.
You guys are so out of it. I can't even believe either one of you, out of the two of you, don't watch the show. That show is legit, somebody says.
Wow.
Really?
Got coming next month.
But so here's the way.
Listen, Got is Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Just, no, so, because I didn't know.
Got?
G-O-T is Game of Thrones. I didn't know. I was like, what's got?
You know, but see here, Jamie and I have always felt this way for the past, I don't know, a couple of seasons or so, that we're so far behind, it's impossible for us to catch up. So why even try? Just let this wave or go right on through. Eventually it'll be over, and then we'll just start with something else that becomes cool.
Because I haven't watched one episode. The last time I watched it, I was with, this is how long ago it was, I was with Okie Dokie, and he called it Viking porn.
Yeah.
That's what he told me he was watching.
That's been 3-4 years ago, right?
And he said, oh, I'm watching Viking porn. I'm like, well, what the hell is that? Yeah. It's like Game of Thrones. Somebody else said this. From now on, only let Schmadil talk about Gott.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Schmadil.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the season premiere? Are you keeping up with the show?
I've never watched the show ever.
What? Yeah.
Okay, now we're talking.
Wait,
now
what?
We're talking.
I just know about it because I see stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you tried to play. Like, you got until we put you up against the wall here and said, hey, say something about it.
Yeah. Now, you don't even watch.
You were all cool.
All right, so
The Johnny Walker whiskey is from the Game of Thrones, Jamie.
But for everybody on the show, you're the one that should be watching. So you should take more heat than we take.
Yeah. You suck.
Yeah.
Like you guys, I feel like I'm too far behind. It's eight seasons and they're an hour long each, and there's like 12 episodes in a season.
It's too much.
Way too much time. Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking 100 episodes here you'd have to watch.
Yeah.
You guys are all very uncultured.
Yeah.
Now we're uncultured because we don't watch Game of Thrones. Are you kidding me?
I'd say we are uncultured.
That's not uncultured. Really?
Yeah.
I am sorry, but I've flown all over the world. That is culture. Not watching a damn TV show in my recliner.
I think Game of Thrones make you culture.
I don't even have cable. I mean, come on. Yeah. I could still be cultured without cable.
Well, you may get it on rabbit ears in about, 2025 or something like that.
Yeah, it'll be fine. All right, so anyway, I just wanted to go over that because that's crazy. Absolutely craziness.
Well, for you guys that are into GOT...
Yeah.
GOT. You're excited. You got your new season premiere coming.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And there's parties I'm not going to be invited to.
I don't think you want to go.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. You don't like themed parties. You were complaining over that turtleneck party. Can you imagine Game of Thrones?
Oh my God, you guys. My girlfriend, Christy, is so uncool. She wears turtlenecks. So for her birthday, we all had to wear turtlenecks.
Wouldn't you like to see Christy show up at one of the GOT parties with turtlenecks on? It's like, that would be really standing out, huh?
Oh, wow. Somebody said this. And I know what they're talking about. They're like, I'm so disappointed you guys don't watch GOT. Now, here's the thing. When I find out that one of my girlfriends doesn't watch Real Housewives of whatever county, it does make me disappointed, and I feel like we don't have anything in common. Because I'm like, how could you not watch Real Housewives of every county, or Vanderpump, or all those Bravo shows, because I thought we were best friends. But now when I find out that you don't watch it, now I feel like we have a void. And so I feel like also the fact that we're saying we don't watch it, people are feeling empty about us. They're feeling like they thought we were all friends.
I wish you wouldn't feel so bad about us.
I know, but they feel like we're friends, and now we feel like we have nothing in common. Dude, I got to fix my phone.
Yeah, you do.
That
thing goes off every hour.
I have set something in my settings, and I can't turn it off. I don't know. I just got this phone, so I'm still learning it.
And you're so glued to it, you just won't power off.
Oh, God, no.
You got to leave it on.
I got to leave it on. Are you kidding? Yeah. And so it makes sounds all the time, just random sounds when
I get a
text.
That's a notification.
I know, it's a text. But I can't.
Just turn off all notifications.
No. Did I say Noah? Yeah, I did that. No. Like, are you crazy? Well, I would never turn off my notifications. How could you do that? I couldn't live.
Mine stays off.
Ah!
I never turn them off.
Make me crazy. All right. Anyway, Paris Jackson's family wants her to cut out her boyfriend. They're saying her boyfriend is the reason why she's so messed up right now. I guess he's a bad feller.
I don't know. I saw that, and I think she's really messed up.
Oh, somebody said, Jamie, that was your ring. It was my ring. You're right. It's my ring.
Ring?
And it's a bird.
Oh.
A bird at the house? A bird just flew by my...
Well, you got to know about that.
All right, anyway, sorry, go back.
I certainly understand that notification signal.
Yeah, you got to get the
ring. Well, that's still a notification that you could turn off.
Well, right, but I got to see the bird.
That's true.
Okay, anyway, what?
But I think she's the one that's messed up. I don't know anything about him, okay?
The boyfriend, yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, Paris Jackson has to have all those kids, Blanket, the entire crew. They have to have problems being around Michael Jackson all the time. The bizarreness of that world. you got to figure they're really messed
up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, one of your siblings' name is Blanket.
Yeah. And before she started dating,
you're gonna be jacked up when you're like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" Well, Blanket and I are going to the mall.
Yeah. Yeah. Blanket.
Like that, it will jack you up.
But we've all heard Paris Jackson stories well before this boyfriend came along.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. There's also a new picture out of her, and she is asleep at the wheel at a gas station. Now, she is all bent about that. She said, "Really? I park at the gas station. My boyfriend gets out to pump gas. I close my eyes to listen to one of my favorite songs, and the paparazzi zoom in and say I'm asleep at the wheel."
I buy that.
That's what she's saying. That could happen.
I buy that. Yeah. 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 Somebody's pumping gas for you.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times I get out and pump gas? I'll start the gas thing. I'll get back in my vehicle.
No.
I'll get back in my vehicle.
No.
I do it.
Oh, illegal.
I don't think it's illegal.
No, but it's wrong.
It might be wrong.
Because you're creating static on your ass.
Especially if it's cold.
It doesn't matter.
I got to get back in where the heat is.
You can be staticky at whatever. You're going to blow up like a damn bomb.
Like that fire in Houston.
Probably static.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you, Did you hear me? this is sad. A guy once had a great job, great big job. In fact, so big he was the CEO of Warner Brothers. Well, unfortunately, he honked a few chicks and got him some great parts on Warner Brothers films, and now he's had to resign.
Yeah. Well, if you're out there honking, you're going to get busted.
He's a CEO, and I guess he,
Another bird? Let me guess.
And I guess there was this girl, Charlotte Kirk, and he got her all kinds of roles, like Ocean's 8, really good roles. And it's because they're real hard.
Now, who squealed? She did?
That's a good question. I do not
know
the answer.
Because if she got those great roles, and that was the deal.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the deal going in, right? She's going to be with this guy in order to get these roles.
Yeah. She said he never gave me any role. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
You were stooping him. We all know. We're not dumb. Stupid.
But.
What?
How does he lose his job when you guys have a deal? I'm just asking a question.
Because he wasn't supposed to give her preference to Warner Brothers films. That's why. He's like, hey.
But he tried.
Hey, he put her in like four films.
Yeah, he boosted her career.
Hey, here you go.
Yeah, she was game.
Khloe Kardashian says Tristan Thompson is a really good dad. Khloe Kardashian, I'm with you now that I reread this. Because you said earlier when I talked about this, you said, well, she's obviously still into him. Because if you weren't into him anymore, you'd just be like, oh, hell no, he sucks.
She is opening the gates right now to let him back into her life. That's what she's doing. She's giving all this sympathy stuff out there for him that, hey, look, don't be judging this guy because he loves hookers and whatever. Don't judge the guy. He's a great dad. He's a good person. And you know what? There might be a chance down the road.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
She said... he's a good dad. He's a really good dad. My sweet and special baby True will never be put in the middle of him. And I can promise you that. Well, now what she's done is like, now he's going to call her and go, oh my God, Khloe, thanks so much for saying I was a good dad.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight?
Mm-mm. By the way, I'm not crazy. They said, because I just turned down my volume. Thank you, all the texters, that even though I have my volume all the way down, your Ring notification still comes through your phone.
I'm talking about turning off the notification. You just turn it off.
No.
You can do it during the show.
No.
Just turn off Ring. That's the easy way to do it.
No, how will I know about a bird? God.
Could be a bear next.
I don't know. When are they done sleeping?
Soon.
Really?
Got to be soon.
I can't wait to catch a bear on my Ring.
The bears.
That's going to be so awesome.
The bears are going to be out soon.
And then finally, okay, this is a big deal I want to talk about really fast. I know we have to hurry, but so remember the other day when the guy from the WhatsApp, when he said, get off Facebook right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to you, gosh, I don't really know why he's freaking out. He said to everybody, I'm warning you, get off Facebook right now. And I told you, I think, is he bitter or what?
And this is the guy that made billions of dollars. By selling WhatsApp
to Facebook.
To Facebook. Mm-hmm. And now he's saying, get away from Facebook, hurry.
And I asked BJ, I asked everybody. I was like, "What? Why? Like, what does this guy know? Listen to this. You guys are going to freak out. Your social media posts will now have an effect on your insurance prices. New York has just started this. It's the first state where guidance was provided for insurance companies to use an algorithm to go through all your social media posts. Apparently, it looks for things like riding a motorcycle without a helmet, hiking even, and we're huge hikers here in Colorado.
This is active lifestyle stuff that they're looking for to see how much of a risk you are.
Hiking, let's see here, happy hours. I mean, my St. Patrick's Day.
You drink too much? Is that what they're saying?
Uh-huh. If they, based on last weekend or this past weekend alone, my insurance premiums are going to be, because, I mean, it was all St. Patrick's Day beer.
No, there's no doubt about it. This is really bad news for you because what you post and you yourself in risky situations.
Well, remember when I took a picture of my car going 125?
Yeah.
Like, that is bad.
That's bad. That's really bad.
Yeah.
For a guy like me, that means my insurance rate should be around a dollar.
I already knew where that was going.
A dollar a year for me. I'm not active.
What about that crazy post of your dog driving the car?
You don't know I was in that car, right? You don't know if I was risking or not. I took the car from outside. I took the picture outside the car. So I wasn't in the car. You can't use that one against me.
I'm just saying the craziest photo an insurance company would have against you. You guys, BJ was so proud of this. This was years ago. He's like, "Do you see my Facebook post?" I'm like, "What?" It's his damn dog, and he has his little paw on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And BJ's like, "Doesn't it look like he's driving?"
It appeared he was. It appeared he was doing 65 on a freeway. It really did. It was the funniest thing. I loved it. We were parked at a gas station, but it sure looked like he was on I-25. You saw one of the road signs?
Yeah.
It was hysterical.
So good. But can you believe that they can go in and get all your information? Well,
you know,
that makes sense why he told us now to get off of there.
You know, they've been doing that with 23andMe and that Ancestry.com.
Yeah, I can't
they've been doing it with those for a while now, because when you go in and do 23andMe, you go through this whole litany of opt-ins or opt-outs. And one of the things in there is if they scan you with your DNA and they see that you're a potential, let's say, heart attack victim, then they can use that against you for the health insurance.
Yeah.
If you click for all options to be open, that they can share your information, then you're in a world of trouble. So you have to lock that stuff down.
There's another thing, too, on Facebook. Remember that virtual kidnapping scam that was going on through Colorado? Well, now it's also hit California again. Parents are receiving threatening calls claiming their children have been abducted and demand thousands of dollars in exchange for their kid to be back safe. The kids were never taken. It happened here in Colorado. Two different families. They paid thousands of dollars. The scammers are getting all the information off of Facebook. So when you post pictures of your kids on Facebook and in front of their school, then they'll say, little Johnny was at, you know, whatever school, Denver Public School, and I have him. So don't post like the name of his school and with him, the kid in front of him. They said that's where they're getting it.
I don't get this, though.
What?
If somebody called me, and they're on the other line, and they say to me, hey, I got your kid. I got your kid. I need $2,000 to release him. The first thing I do is hang up on that person and call my kid. Hello? Well,
but they can't answer the phone when they're at school. They have to turn their phones off.
I'm just talking about any...
I know, but they're saying that like they took him from school and all this stuff. They were on Dr. Phil. And I'm telling you, these were intelligent people. I know what you're saying. I would too. I feel like.
Yeah, or text or something.
You feel like you would know. But these were intelligent people on Dr. Phil, and they were bamboozled.
They're not that intelligent then.
Well, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Sorry about that.
Well, I mean, they're victims. They're mean.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.